Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Tolba, a daily podcast where Pastor shares scriptural insight, motivation, faith, trust, prayer, hope, and inspirational messages for everyday living in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Welcome to this edition of Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Tolba. I remain your good friend and host. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in the name of Jesus. Today, I'm talking about the scars of words. Wounds can be healed, but words can't be forgotten. Wounds inflicted by sword can be healed, but wounds inflicted by words can be difficult to heal. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18 says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Hallelujah. Words have power to wound, and words have power to heal. That's why you must always think before you speak. May God give you a large heart to forgive and forget offenses in the name of Jesus. One thing is sure, child of God, people never forget how you treat them. We all need to be careful how we treat people. Some are unforgiving, though that's a virtue of darkness. Some are vengeful. Some even take oath to get back at a person who treated them badly. Not everyone have a forgiving spirit, so you need to be careful how you treat people with your words or action. There are some battles generational because of little error in words and, of course, in deeds. Some are facing challenges because they got involved in relationship with persons who they jilted or cut off relationship with. Child of God, many got into problems because of their mouth and words spewed out. Not everyone that smiles at you is a good person. Some have evil intent. May God expose them to you in Jesus' name. Some have gone as far as witchcraft just to avenge a past deed or words spoken against them. When you give a false testimony against an innocent person, it takes the Spirit of God in such person to forgive you. Bible says you must not bear false witness against anyone. Child of God, there can be innocent comments that cause pain than good. For instance, the story of Hannah and Elkanah, her husband, in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 6 through 8. Elkanah probably meant well, but his thoughtless response, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" That hurt deep for Hannah. Child of God, even Eli the priest was not careful in his choice of words towards Hannah. He accused her of being drunk. Not many would have responded like Hannah with such pain and burden. She acted maturely. Like Hannah, many have been left reeling in the wake of hurtful words, and some have likely reacted to their own wounds by lashing out and hurting other people with words also. But in all of this, child of God, we can all run to our loving and compassionate Father, Jehovah God Almighty, to strengthen and to heal where it is needed. Child of God, kind words motivate, inspire, and encourage. Kind words are a reflection of your generosity and disposition. Mother Teresa once said, and I quote, "Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless." Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25, "Worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers a person up." So be an encourager. With the words of your mouth, build, not pull down. With the words of your mouth, create, not destroy. With the words of your mouth, show empathy, not nonchalance. Remember, words have power. What you sow, you will surely reap. May God bless you today as you step out. May God add value to you. May you become a blessing to mankind. God bless your going out and, of course, your coming in. God bless your labor with success and increase. God bless your prayer. God bless your prayer of love in the name of Jesus. God bless your children with signs, wonders, wisdom, excellence, sound health, and godly friends in the mighty name of Jesus. Any form of hurt, any form of depression, sicknesses, or infirmity, I decree the power that parted the Red Sea in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it separate you from them all in the name of Jesus. God bless your good prayers on marriage, on home, on fruit of the womb, career, and many more in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the morning, blessed in the noon, blessed in the night, blessed through all seasons in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we round up, it's happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversary today. On behalf of our team and all subscribers to the Daily Podcast, it's happy birthday and happy anniversary. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. A very big thank you goes to those rebroadcasting our daily podcast messages. As you do so, you are fulfilling vision, scriptures of taking the gospel all around the world. Many more are being blessed because of your good effort. God bless you. I appreciate in Jesus' name. I also thank those who foot the bills of the podcast in their special way to sustain the podcast across many platforms online around the world. God bless you richly in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We sincerely value your feedback. We never take your time for granted. God bless you as you launch out today. Go in strength and in the mercy of God. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.